In the early days of America, education was largely home-based, and the Bible was the number one textbook in one way or another. And in those days, the literacy rate was remarkably high. Well, fast forward today, and we see poor results in modern education on many fronts, and now there's even an attempt to shut down one of the great bright lights in education, and that is the homeschool movement. Radio commentator Adam McManus writes, quote, "There's been an alarming rise in anti-homeschooling bills that have been proposed since January. These and other trends in education are of concern to Ray Moore, the founder of the Exodus Mandate Project. He urges Christian parents to pull their kids out of public schools and put them in private Christian schools or homeschool them instead. Ray Moore is the author of Let My Children Go, and he joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Ray Moore, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Newcomb, and I just have been such a fan of yours and your many good books for decades, and I know you've been associated with the late D. James Kennedy.
Yes.
When we started our ministry in 97, I came to Coral Ridge Ministries in 99, and he had me on the Coral Ridge Hour, and I was on Truths That Transform, and he was the first major evangelical leader in America who endorsed the Exodus Mandate. So I have a special affection for him and for the ministry that you've been involved with.
Well, that's great to hear. I appreciate that. Okay, so I understand, and this was not news. I mean, this was news to me. I didn't realize that there's just a whole bunch of bills that have been popping up in Connecticut, New Jersey, Hawaii, Kansas, Washington, and even West Virginia. Bills that are basically aiming their guns at homeschooling. Homeschooling, that's one of the best things going on in American education as far as literacy and results, good things. And what's going on?
Well, it's a sort of a new trend. We think most of the bills were filed in January, but it's happening in the blue states where the left has more political control than, say, the state of Florida, where there is a red state. And it seems to go back to a law professor at Harvard, Elizabeth Bartlett, and she filed an article in the Arizona Law Review in 2019, and it was an 80-page article on how to suppress, oppress, and push back against homeschooling. And she, you know, gave different reasons for it, which are not legitimate in my opinion, but that's these politicians in the blue states have sort of picked up on that law review article, we think.
Well, what is the gist of what she says? I mean, one thing we've heard against homeschooling for years is, oh, it's poor socialization, or the children who go through homeschooling have poor socialization experiences, supposedly.
Right. Well, she has three main points, and that is one of them. You just gave the third one. But that homeschooling needs to be regulated to protect children from abuse and neglect because parents have too much freedom and not enough oversight. And so we think that's patently false. We think we can assume that parents have the stewardship from the Lord, the jurisdiction to raise their children the way they see fit, and that they love their children and will seek to do the best for them. And that's what homeschooling is. It's a better, much better model than state public education. The second would be that parents are not qualified to teach their children, and we think that's patently false as well in most cases. Most of the families that homeschool, at least one of the parents has a college education, but we know many cases where they don't. Maybe they're lower middle class, working class people. I do know a case where a family homeschooled all their kids through the 12th grade, and the mother was not a high school graduate, and the father was a car mechanic, and I'm not saying that's not a good job, but they weren't highly educated people. But they homeschooled their kids, and they studied themselves and stayed a couple of weeks ahead of the kids. And one of those children did so well that he graduated real high in his class at Liberty Law School and is on the faculty at Liberty Law School right now. So he's a product of a family like that. So we know many, many cases like that where parents are able to take their children way beyond they themselves achieve economically and educationally.
You know, by the way, there is an elitist snobbery at work here. Just think in the recent headlines, Mark Wayne Mullins, successful senator from Oklahoma, was just nominated and he made it through the Senate be in charge with the Homeland Security and so forth to replace Kristi Noem. But bottom line is, you know, some of the people smearing or trying to smear Mark Wayne Mullen, you know, one fellow said, well, he used to be a plumber, you know, like that was a crime or something. In other words, he wasn't a Harvard grad. He was a plumber.
Yeah. He took over his dad's business when he died, and it was a successful small business. And over the years, he became a millionaire as a plumber.
Hey, we need plumbers, by the way. I mean, honestly, you know.
Hello.
Yes. So you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I did. You kind of went away there for a minute.
Oh, okay. No, but comment, if you would, on the elitist snobbery, because I think that's part of what's, you know, at play here.
Well, I agree with you, but I think the hidden, and that could be a part of the reason why they don't trust, they say they don't trust families, but I believe that there's an agenda, hidden agenda, and the real reason. You know, if you talk to the people on the left, they don't give you the real reason they do things. They always have some faulty reason. But I think the real reason, and I've been around enough in this ministry with the Exodus mandate, because I said I was started in 97, and the late D. James Kennedy was the first major leader to endorse us. We think that they're the left and the progressives and the Marxists that are controlling education, both higher ed and K-12, are frantic and desperate to stop this movement because it's going to change the culture. It's going to create a different type of citizen. It'll create a new voter, a better voter. Most of these homeschool kids are 90% or more of them are conservative in their voting pattern and their behavior. So it's growing so fast that the left could lose control of the politics, the government, and the culture.
Now, I've heard that basically, on average, homeschoolers do so well academically, they're at least like 1 year ahead on, you know, in general, again, on average, than their counterparts in the public school.
That is true, and there's a lot of evidence for that now. Because it's been around, you know, since the 1980s, and so we have results, we have studies that have been done, and I think they're scoring 15, 20 points higher on, exams, intelligence or SATs and those kind of exams, and they're more successful in their cultural, family, and behavior patterns. Their marriages are more stable. They're more engaged in the community and the culture in which they live. And it's just a more stable group. And that's what the left wants, this unstable product, because if people can't read and write and think, they're easily manipulated by the fake news and the media.
And historically, homeschooling was a reality, and that includes for a lot of great Americans throughout our history. I'm especially thinking, you know, 200, 300 years ago, but George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, weren't they homeschooled at one point or different points?
Yeah, Washington, I think, was homeschooled up through the age 11 or 12. Abraham Lincoln, I'm not sure, ever went to school. James Madison, who is considered the father of the Constitution, was homeschooled on the plantation, had a Presbyterian minister as his teacher, and then at the age of 12 or 14, he went to Princeton, which was then the College of New Jersey, and John Witherspoon, who was a Presbyterian minister from Scotland, was his principal teacher. So he never had a secular education a day of his life. He was a homeschooled and with a Christian headmaster on the plantation, and then he went to Princeton, which was then called the College of New Jersey.
So bottom line is, I mean, the results and the homeschooling, the proof is in the pudding, to use the old cliche. So this Elizabeth Bartholet of Harvard professor, so writes this article in 2019, 80 pages long, the Arizona Law Review published it. She said, the policymakers need to create new so-called reasonable homeschool rules. So what are these reasonable rules she suggests?
Well, I think I didn't read the article, so it's 80 pages. I just kind of generally know the summary, but they would be manifested in some of the bills that we're talking about. Hawaii, New Jersey, Connecticut, Kansas, Washington State. I think they're the states that have these kinds of bills. And happy to report that the Hawaii bill was soundly defeated, and the homeschool families showed up in mass at the legislature, testified against it, and they listened, and even the sponsor of the bill voted against his own bill. But in Connecticut, it's making real strides, and it actually passed out of committee, and this is the one state that seems to be the greatest problem right now. And so they want some of the rules that they are mandating, that there's a strong regulation, more regulation than homeschoolers have ever seen. In the late 1980s and early 90s, there was a lot of litigation against homeschooling at that time. And the Homeschool Legal Defense Association and other similar legal policy groups in favor of religious liberty litigated these cases and won 90%. So since the mid-90s, homeschooling has been relatively free and lightly regulated in all 50 states. Some are more regulated than others, but nothing like what's being proposed now, such as Connecticut. And so I could maybe look a little bit at that particular bill.
While you're doing that, let me just jump in and say this. Connecticut likes to call itself the Constitution State, not because of the U.S. Constitution, but because of the Fundamentals or Orders of Connecticut, which was adopted in 1639. It says, this is the reason we came, for the purity and liberty of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. That's why we're creating this settlement. Now you fast forward, you know, these 300 and some years later, and we see this incredible assault. Well, almost 400 years later, I guess, see this assault on homeschooling in that state. And religion is at the heart of the whole controversy. We have about 1 minute left, Ray Moore.
Okay, well, let me give you my webpage, and because people can go and study it. I'm at exodusmandate.org, exodusmandate.org. We have a lot of information on there about what our ministry is involved. And I want to remind you again that Dr. Kennedy saw the value of it and endorsed us in 1999 and had me come down and be on the Coral Ridge Hour at that time. But it's a ministry. We don't have a lot on there about these bills, because we have a positive answer, and we're trying to grow homeschooling and Christian schooling so that we become the dominant education model going forward for the next 3 to 5 years. ExodusMandate.org.
And it's interesting that Adam McManus adds this, that the stereotype sometimes of the homeschool families, they're white, Republican, and conservative. But listen to this, 40% of homeschoolers are Black, Indigenous, and people of color. So this should not be, you know, viewed as some sort of racist thing. That's incredible. So, again, that's exodusmandate.org. Thank you so much, Ray. All the best.
Thank you for having me.